The plan has been jointly issued by China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the Ministry of Finance, and the National Development and Reform Commission. In it, it calls for technological breakthroughs to be made in developing the key components of robots, as well as high-end robots themselves, on top of raising the overall quality and quantity of the robots sold from China to the rest of the world. In recent years, robots have been introduced to a number of Chinese sectors, including scientific research, healthcare, education, and entertainment. The International Federation of Robotics estimates China overtook Japan in 2013 to become the world's largest market for industrial robots. Despite the growth seen in the robotics sector, director of the China Robot Industry Alliance, Qu Daokui, admits there is still a lot of work left in making Chinese robot production more competitive.
第一呢，在核心技术上，主要是从控制系统，这是机器人的大脑。
First, we need to focus on developing core technology, which one could say serves as the brains of the robots. China is trailing behind developed countries in this area. When it comes to traditional robots, China still imports most of the core parts it uses, such as electrical machine components, drives, and high accuracy decelerators. These parts normally account for around 70% of the average robot's production costs. Finally, the high-end market remains marginalized in China.
Last year, China produced just over 30,000 industrial robots, which is a year-on-year increase of around 20%. The Chinese government's plan will see that figure tripled by 2020 to 100,000 units.Amid surging demand for robots in the service sector, Chinese authorities are putting a priority towards the production of service robots with sales goals of $4.6 billion by 2020. Vice Minister of Industry and Information Technology Xin Guobin says a number of steps will be taken to help achieve those goals.
The first thing we plan to do is overhaul our planning for the industry, as well as integrate resources to make robotics production more efficient. From there, we will begin pouring money to help build up the sector. This will include cash to finance the production of key robot parts. We're also going to do more to encourage investment in the robotics sector, both in production and services, which may include programs where companies can rent robots rather than purchasing them outright.
Xin adds that authorities will also create a market environment conducive to attracting both financial and human resource support, in addition to working with the international community to boost China's global competitiveness. The plan has been drafted along the lines of the Made in China 2025 initiative, which is a 10-year action plan launched by China's central authorities to transform the country into a leading high-end manufacturing power. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.